News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
As you listen to this, telescopes around the world are trained on the moon, where a chunk of rocket the size of a bus is about to smash into the lunar surface. With us is Neil Smith, head of research at, I should say Niall Smith, head of research at a Munster Technological University and head of Blackrock Castle Observatory. And we've dragged him away from his telescope to fill us in on what's happening. Where has this rocket come from, Niall?
Well, this was originally part of a mission, Anton, launched by SpaceX January 2025 to put, it was a joint US-Japanese mission to put two landers on the moon. And to do that, you have to obviously get out of Earth's orbit. So the rocket that they used, part of it fell back into the ocean. And we've probably seen all images of recovery of SpaceX rockets. But part of it has to go into space to kick the two landers to the moon. So that piece, which you mentioned, is about five stories high, about 4,000 kilograms, has been floating around between the Earth and the Moon since roughly February 2025. And the gravitational interaction between the Moon and the Sun and the Earth has actually put it into this accidental orbit, unintentional initially, that will this morning at some point see it crash into the Moon. So we're actually, it could be at any moment now, Anton, it could be happening right now, as you say, as we're chatting. I'm not seeing any update at the moment of an actual collision, but that's where it came from. It's not intentional. However, as is sometimes the case when things are unintentional, there's a lot of interest in what will happen when it crashes, because we get to see what type of crater it makes. We get to see what sort of dust it throws up. And when you do that, it's a little bit like the collider at CERN, when you smash things together. Often, although there is a bit of destruction, you also get to learn a lot about the science. So there's a lot of excitement in the astronomical community, not so much about the fact that we're putting debris on the moon, which nobody particularly wants to do, but that the collision itself might reveal some interesting things about the moon that we don't currently know.
Now, CERN, of course, smashes together nanoparticles. This is far from a nanoparticle. Give us a sense of scale. How big and how fast?
Yeah, so this is traveling at the moment at almost 9,000 kilometers an hour. It's about the size of a five-story building. It's 4,000 kilos, and it's expected to throw up over 1 million kilograms of dust across the lunar surface near a crater called the Einstein crater. But this is kind of one of those things that we don't know what we're going to find. We don't know what way the dust will move. There's no wind on the moon. So how will that affect it? And actually, and that's important, because since we're returning to the moon, we need to know more about how the lunar surface behaves, how the dust behaves and so on. Because if we're going to start moving vehicles around the moon, we need to know, well, how far does the dust go and so on. Now, this isn't going to answer all those questions, but it's going to leave a crater some 20 to 40 meters across, not visible from with your eyes, only with larger telescopes. But it will be, from what I can recall, it'll really be the first decent-sized man-made crater. That's probably a bad thing to say, Anton, but that's probably what we're going to find now today.
Yeah, well, just having a look at some of the numbers that you've cited there.
Yeah.
So that means that this thing is 4 tons, and it's going to hit doing 2 to 3 times the speed of a rifle bullet.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, isn't it? I mean, when you think about it, and that's what you have to do to get to the moon. You have to move things very fast, which is, you know, when we all see those pictures of rockets taking off and all the big flames and so on. I mean, that's not just for the fun of it. That is because to get to the moon, you have to be traveling very fast. The problem is, if you're then in an uncontrolled orbit, you're still moving very fast and there's nothing to slow you down. The moon has no atmosphere. So unlike on the Earth, when you might burn up, there's nothing that can actually stop it. So it's full speed ahead into the moon, and there is nothing really there to stop it. So it is a substantial piece of that we're going to see this morning. We're all just kind of waiting to see. So I'm just actually trying to read here to see, but there's still no update, Anton, that I can find that says that it has actually happened. But it's definitely going to happen probably before you're off air this morning.
Now, what does it say about the responsibility that space organizations, SpaceX obviously being the prime private one amongst that category, the responsibility they take for the debris that they cause? Because at some point along the line, somebody must have said, this thing the size of a truck, we'll just leave it there and move on with our lives.
Yeah, no, we were moving from an era when, you know, the odd piece of a spacecraft is put up into space, a small number of satellites, for example, and in terms of the moon, very rarely that we put things there. But we really are moving into this new era. You're absolutely right. And we're putting up tens of thousands of satellites in low Earth orbit. And now we're starting to put, different types of landers, potentially whole small habitable villages and so on the moon. So we actually now are, you know, there's a real serious question about, yeah, what do we do with all this debris? And there's two issues with the debris. One is, again, the intentionality of the debris, because whenever you have a habitation, for example, or whenever you send up a satellite, there's always some debris associated with that, which you can know. But there's the unintentional, for example, this happening this morning. We're at a moment in, if you like, in space history, when we really have to think a bit about what we call debris mitigation. And it's becoming a real issue. It's becoming a real problem. And actually, some Irish scientists are involved in working on how we mitigate that debris and stop it, because even some of your listeners might be listening to us via satellite this morning, and those satellites, obviously, if they get hit by debris, then they malfunction or they're put out of action completely. So it moves from being an interesting conversation about, you know, about polluting the universe or polluting the solar system into a real issue that is that we can now and have the ability to do that. So yeah, it's something we have to act on. A little bit like climate change, Anton, a little bit like climate change, and just sit around and wait for it to happen.
Niall, thanks so much. Niall Smith there. And Niall, if you do see a bang, will you fling us a text and let us know? Niall, of course, head of research at the Munster Technological University and head of Blackrock Castle Observatory.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.